dial, the valley wakes. Businesses, nonprofits, community stakes. We celebrate makers, artists, crews. Hudson Valley shines, it all we choose.
To Ulster, the network grows. Ideas that build and goodwill shows.
Hudson Valley Business Show, we're rolling.
Hello and welcome to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. I am your host, Frank Castella Jr. I'm the president and CEO for the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And today on our show, I'll be bringing in some great guests from the Hudson Valley community, starting out with the owner of Botanical Designs by Tina. That's Tina Tuft. And then we'll have in from CB Clean, the owner, Chuck Beverly. But before that, I want to tell you about some upcoming events that we have happening at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce and in and around the Hudson Valley community. Starting out with the Leadership Dutchess class, Prom Encore will be today, Saturday, May the 16th. Can't wait for that fun event. This is a fundraiser for the Chamber Foundation put on by the Leadership Dutchess class. If you want to learn more about Leadership Dutchess, this is a great segue to tell you about a tremendous program that happens as part of the Chamber Foundation. And this program runs the calendar year of a school year. However, it will meet one session a month, and part of the program is leadership development, skills building, interpersonal skills, as well as learning about philanthropy and giving back to community, getting involved in your not-for-profit organizations here at home, sitting on a board of directors, for example, learning about government, tourism, and economic development. If you're interested in learning more about the Chamber Foundation and this great leadership program, as well as any of the leadership programs that we have, including youth leadership, executive leadership, and Leadership Dutchess, visit chamberfdn.org. We do have a ribbon cutting coming up, sponsored by Branding Pros. The ribbon cutting is for APJ Boxing Club on Friday, May the 22nd. Then on Wednesday, May the 27th, is our contact breakfast. This is a networking contact breakfast. Again, May the 27th. It is sponsored by Habitat for Humanity of Dutchess County. And immediately following that monthly contact breakfast, we will host a business education seminar. You can hit two birds with one stone that morning. Come for the breakfast at 7:30 in the morning. That runs from 7:30 to 9, and then we'll roll right into the business education seminar. Focused on digital advertising, it is sponsored by our friends at Prager Metis CPAs. On Friday, May 29th, there will be a ribbon cutting at Barbara's Cafe and Gelato. And then there will be a Hudson Valley's Women's Leadership Alliance networking and tour of women-owned businesses in the Arlington Downtown Business District on Tuesday, June the 2nd. Leadership Dutchess graduation will be June the 4th. Another ribbon cutting at Soane's Appliance Center. And then business after hours on June the 11th and a foam and wash ribbon cutting on June the 12th. So many great events coming up. Find them all online right on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. It's dcrcoc.org. We have to take a quick break here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, but when we come back, we will be joined by our good friends at Botanical Designs by Tina. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsor.
Hey, it's Uncle Mike from iHeartRadio. Frank Costello Jr. is in the studio. Frankie, what's going on over at the Chamber?
Uncle Mike, we are planning for the 35th annual Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival. It'll take place once again on Labor Day weekend, September 4th, 5th, and 6th this year, and it'll be at Time Warp Park in Unionvale, New York. This event has become a rite of passage for summer for everyone here in the Hudson Valley, with hot air balloon illumination moon glows, mass ascensions all weekend long, fireworks each night, 2x2 Animal Haven live music, a drone zone, bubble zone, live entertainment, and so much more. Find all the information and tickets online at the website balloonfesthv.com. That's balloonfesthv.com. And remember, Uncle Mike, those tickets sell out each and every year. And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me, it's from Botanical Designs by Tina Tuft. Tina, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, Tina, tell our listeners about your business. First of all, let's tell our listeners about what brought you here to the Hudson Valley, because you are a Minnesotan.
Yes, I was born and raised in Minnesota, lived in the Midwest my entire life until about 4 years ago. My husband is actually a software consultant, so he primarily works on the East Coast. So we decided, instead of traveling back and forth, let's just move our whole family here. Unfortunately, that was during COVID, so travel kind of stopped, but it's still beautiful here with all the mountains. The family's loving it here.
And we benefited from it because you're bringing your talents for botanical designs here to the Hudson Valley. So I want you to tell our listeners about your business.
Yeah, so I specialize in container design is something I really love doing. So containers for your front porch, your business, pool area, patios. I also love taking care of houseplants. So anybody that's busy or they're just kind of struggling with houseplants, I help with that. And then I educate with workshops that I have.
So you're the green thumb that everyone that is probably listening to the show right now is jealous of. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is some of those tips and tricks, perhaps, and most of all, what services that you provide, because I think one of the most interesting services or the most beneficial services to our community that you provide are the workshops that you have. So we'll start there. Talk about the workshops that you have.
Yeah, so I have a variety of workshops that I do year-round, and depending on the season, I'll do workshops kind of getting people introduced into herbs, container design with plants, botanical design, house plants, kind of getting people the confidence and the knowledge to get started. If they've been hesitant or they just have questions, I'm there to help guide you and kind of give you the information to get started.
How did you end up doing this? Let's back up a little bit. I mean, this is such an interesting concept and something I really feel fills a great niche and need, especially for the business community, those that want to always have something fresh and it's not within the realm of the business to be able to provide that, especially when you're focusing on your business. I know people enjoy it, but when you don't have the time and you're focusing on your business, you want it to look great and you want to have somebody do it for you. And that's where you step in. So let's back up a little bit and have you take it from there.
Yeah, so getting started, when I worked in the Midwest at a larger landscape garden center, I did services where we did container design and houseplants. And it just helped a lot of businesses and homeowners that were very busy, but they wanted their entrance to look beautiful. They wanted their hospital or their business to have plants because it's very calming and everyone loves sitting around the plants. It's welcoming. So that's where I step in and I take kind of all of that worry off and help you with the time. And I create something beautiful depending on what you're looking for. And just make it so that when you drive in the driveway, you get a little smile on your face, or you walk through your house and your plants are looking good. Just makes everyone happy.
Yeah. In this time of year, if your home does not have color, you're missing out. Right now, everything should be starting. It should all be popping.
Right now. Yeah. That color really just helps bring out a little bit of joy. When you see green, when you see the flowers, it just makes everyone feel better. So that's what I do.
And this is something that, I think any homeowner probably struggles with, if you're not all that knowledgeable about planting, is what's going to survive in the shade, what's going to survive in the sun, what's going to survive in the wet, all the conditions that these plants need, and depending on the hardiness of the plant and whether it's an annual or perennial, and all the facets of knowing about the botanicals themselves and what is going to last, what's going to bloom when, so you always have color, and when to work in some greens.
Yes, exactly. There's lots of nuances. And I went to school for horticulture. I've been in this industry for 20 years growing in different greenhouses. So I have a very huge knowledge of what grows well together, what does great in the right locations. I mean, that's where people struggle. They pick out something that looks pretty, but they don't necessarily grow well together. So I step in to kind of make sure that your design looks good, but also will grow well, so you're successful. You don't want to pick something out and then just be struggling and getting frustrated the whole time, whole season through. So that's where I come in, kind of make that easy for you. because I have all that knowledge.
So let's take a walk through the seasons. Right now being spring, all those spring bulbs are coming up and popping. We're seeing the daffodils and the tulips and you know, a lot of the bright colors that are popping for spring that we're used to seeing around Easter time. Of course, Easter came a little early this year. So if you were lucky enough to have that color, it was probably forced bloomed.
Yeah. The season has been a little different. And coming from the Midwest, I'm used to that happening. I'm used to the cold and the warm and kind of the confusing temperature. So knowing which plants that can handle that cold temperature, more than just your pansy or viola, there's other plants people aren't aware of. So I kind of give them more variety, a little bit more knowledge to kind of get started and have that color before you're waiting until, you know the frost is happening. So
let's tell our listeners a little tip. What is a little hardier that doesn't mind a little bit of that range in temperature?
Yeah, so there's Alyssum and Lobularia. They're very similar. Those do really well. There's Nemesia and Diacia. Those are some really cold-loving plants, and they'll even carry over into the summer. If it gets really hot out and it's a sunny spot, they may kind of die back, but it's nice to kind of pop those in there because you'll have that early spring color, and it'll kind of let you have some time until you need to kind of fix them up when those tulips and daffodils start to kind of die back.
My challenge, and I think probably everyone's challenge, is that you fall in love with something and you go into the greenhouse. I go to Adams, I go to Sibelico's, and I say, oh my gosh, that is gorgeous. Or I love that. What if we put that here? And it might say part sun. I think that's part sun where that is. Let's give it a shot. Boom. It's dead in 2 weeks. Choosing these plants and, you know, reading about them, you know, what are some of the tips that you can give soil and maybe even testing soil to see what, you know, the acidity is in soil and whether or not a plant is going to last?
Right. I mean, knowing whether how your soil drains is very important because a lot of plants need some good drainage. So if you have a really heavy soil, you're going to struggle with most plants. So getting that soil tested is a really good start. Another thing is knowing your actual sunlight. I mean, I have a lot of customers like, oh, I think it's sunny, but knowing what time of day you get the sunlight, how many hours you get the sunlight can be a huge difference because morning sun isn't as intense as afternoon sun. So if you have just morning sun, some of the full sun plants aren't going to do as well for you. They may grow, but you're not going to have the flowers. You're not going to have that really vibrant plant.
Yeah, and especially if something's in the shade all day long underneath the pines, for example. I have that issue. I have a lot of tall pines around my house. I just can't seem to get a lot of things to grow in that area unless it's a grass that is almost invasive, if you will.
Sure. Yeah, in those really deep shade areas, people do struggle with plants. But there are some really great options. There's ground covers that can work really well. It's really knowing your area so that when you're in the garden center, somebody can really help guide you to the things that will do well. If you know that it's deep shade, then they can give you options. But knowing your sunlight is definitely key.
For those of our listeners who are just tuning in here on iHeartRadio, you're listening to Botanical Designs by Tina. Tina Tuft is here with us, and she's talking about the services that she provides here in the Hudson Valley relative to Botanical Designs by Tina. Tina, I want you to talk about those services and get a little bit more in detail.
Yeah, so I do commercial planter design. So in your front of your business, if you have seating areas outside or pools, I can plant the containers for all seasons. A lot of people kind of forget about early spring, and they forget about winter, which is a season that is a little harder for people to necessarily do. So going into Christmas, I do all the greens and decor and all the different pieces, and then all season long, I'll take care of it. So it's always looking fresh, always looking good. Very welcome to all your guests.
So any areas that are outside that potentially could be planted is something that you can not only advise on, but also assist with the care of.
Yes. So all the commercial places, if they need someone to help maintain them, I can water, deadhead, keep them looking good, as well as planting them. Or if they already have a staff that does that, I can help advise them on how to do it correctly and make sure that it looks good.
I think of atrium gardens too, because a lot of commercial businesses have atrium areas that have plantings in them. Those are areas you can maintain as well?
Right. Yes, absolutely. I do a lot of interior scapes, is what we would call them in my industry, where we have lots of different plants that we can put in the area. And I've done them several different ways, whether they're planted in or just a grouping of plants. that I can design, and I can also help maintain those too. On a weekly basis, I would come and water them, trim them, replace if needed, just keep the space looking nice and green.
So Tina, the clock is going to take us, but before that, I want you to put your contact information out there for our listeners. So I'll let you take it away.
Yeah. So you can contact me by phone or text. It's 605-323-9349. Or you can also email me at tina@botanicaldesigns.us or visit my website. It has all my services and all my information. And that is just botanicaldesigns.us.
That's botanicaldesigns.us, botanicaldesigns.us. Before we take off, what's one parting tip about the industry, about planting, about what it is that you do?
I think one of the big tips is make sure you're speaking to an expert like myself. There's a lot of hobbyists out there, so don't just take any advice given to you and make sure you speak to an expert so you can be successful.
Botanical Designs by Tina. That's botanicaldesigns.us. Or you can always find her on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. Go right to our business directory and put in botanical. They will be the first to come up. Tina, thank you for coming in and being with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And to our listeners, we have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to have another great guest from CB Clean, Mr. Chuck Beverly. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this message.
Hey, it's Uncle Mike from iHeartRadio. Frank Costello Jr. is in the studio. Frankie, what's going on over at the Chamber?
Uncle Mike, we are planning for the 35th annual Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival. It'll take place once again on Labor Day weekend, September 4th, 5th, and 6th this year, and it'll be at Time Warp Park in Unionvale, New York. This event has become a rite of passage for summer for everyone here in the Hudson Valley, with hot air balloon illumination moon glows, mass ascensions all weekend long, fireworks each night, 2x2 Animal Haven live music, a drone zone, bubble zone, live entertainment, and so much more. Find all the information and tickets online at the website balloonfesthv.com. That's balloonfesthv.com. And remember, Uncle Mike, those tickets sell out each and every year. And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me, the owner of CB Clean. It's Chuck Beverly. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Oh, Frank, thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
So, Chuck, you're not a stranger to the show. You're not a stranger to the Chamber. But this is another iteration of your career, something you have a long history in. So I want you to tell our listeners about the history of Chuck Beverly, the businesses that you have been in, and what brought you to today and growing CB Clean.
Oh, thanks for asking. I was actually a contractor for many years, which in my world today helps me with, straightening out a toilet, swapping out some accessories, that kind of thing. And then I purchased a ServiceMaster franchise and got into the mitigation part and janitorial services, which brought me right to this road here. And this is where I truly feel I belong and having a great time doing it, and proud member of the Chamber and looking forward to continued success here.
Not only a proud member of the Chamber, but also a longtime supporter of the organization with the businesses that you've been in over the years and very successful in utilizing it as a tool. And as long as I'm on that topic, for those individuals that don't know Chuck Beverly and are not familiar with his company, CB Clean, Chuck is a consummate volunteer in our community, supporter of so many different organizations throughout the Hudson Valley region, but he is also a very, very big part of our Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival that happens on Labor Day weekend each and every year. In fact, Chuck has volunteered for us now, I think it's about 6 or 7 years or so, Chuck, from the times when we were at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds and then to today, which we've been 6 years already, believe it or not, up at the Time Warp Park. So it's got to be 7, maybe 8 years, Chuck, that you've been a part of this. And one of the hardest working, if not the hardest working individuals, next to Jenna Kelly.
Next
to Jenna Kelly that I know is Chuck Beverly. There isn't a thing that this man cannot do. and make sure that it's, when it's done right. And Chuck, I can't thank you enough. That's why I wanted to bring that up, is to be able to thank you publicly for your efforts and helping making that event a tremendous success for our community, because that's what this is about at the end of the day, bringing that event to community and being able to have that here for our community to thrive. So Chuck, leading into CB Clean, I don't want to take the whole day and really blow up your ego here.
That's exactly right. I have to be able to get out the door.
I want to talk about CB Clean, because CB Clean is a professional cleaning company. And one of the things that I've noticed, we've switched to CB Clean here at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber, and you've been cleaning our office, and a noticeable difference from the services that we have used in the past. One big noticeable difference is things are lined up and straightened up. You know, you go into the copy center and things are organized. You can tell when CB Clean has been here. One thing that, a point of note that you had even mentioned, was that the previous cleaners were not even cleaning certain areas of the office, in particular, very commonly trafficked areas like the edges of the carpet where the dust collects. What was happening, and to our witness, was that we had someone coming in and they would just spot vacuum.
Yep.
If there was an area on the floor that looked like it was a little dirty, maybe it was salt on the ground that people drug in on their feet, or perhaps it was just a little chunk of paper that fell off, or a paper clip or something. They were just running the vacuum over those areas just to clean. But that's not really getting all of those surfaces clean. You're breathing all that in.
Correct.
And it's also creating additional dust. Yep. That's getting kicked up and it's getting put under the desk. And it's a huge noticeable difference in the office now since you have taken over just a short time ago in January.
That's fantastic.
And on top of that, you've also come in and carpet cleaned for us, which is another service that you provide. So there is a tremendous noticeable difference. And for our listeners out there that might be considering perhaps having their office deep cleaned, or maybe you need regular cleaning, you need somebody to come in and not only dust and vacuum, but do a rotation on all the different areas that have high traffic, or even areas that don't even get touched in ways that CB Clean can come in and just do a deep clean and make sure that those areas don't accumulate the critters, as we say.
And the other thing to mention is if you have an active office, or you have the public coming through your office, it's how you present. Because everybody is very judgmental. You have, what's that, 7 seconds to win people over, and you can lose somebody in two.
And that's so very true in all situations, whether you're in the restaurant business or whether you're in a business that really doesn't see the public all that often. Maybe they just happen to pop in and drop off a check once in a while. I know everything is so digital today. We don't see our customers as often as we used to, with email, especially emailing files, places, and what have you. But when a customer does come in, putting that best foot forward, it is also a morale thing for the staff. When a clean environment is present, the staff are so much better off emotionally. They're going to work better in that type of environment. So
they stay healthier.
It's exactly right. You know, you're not breathing in all that dust that was being kicked up from the edges of our carpets. So Chuck, I want to tell our listeners about the services that you're providing. Obviously, we've touched on several of them, but one thing that you're known for is post-event cleanup as well.
Yes. Yes, I am. So pretty much I'm a large scale square footage type cleaner. So I'm not afraid to take on something that's 4,000, 6,000, 8,000 square feet and really take it from something that is completely wrecked, drink spilled, walked all over, and you kind of stick to the floor when you get there, and being able to turn it around overnight, and you can have a function there the very next day, like a brunch, and it not smell like a bar, or a whole event had been going on, including a ribbon cutting where they decided to blow a stack of confetti all over.
And then I saw Chuck running across the parking lot chasing the confetti as it got blown into the neighbor's yard. You're welcome for that idea, by the way.
I couldn't thank you enough.
I now put that on our ribbon cutting form as an option, and we're buying a cannon that shoots out confetti.
Oh, excellent.
I'm just trying to create more work for you. That's all.
I love you, Frank.
For our listeners who may be just tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show and iHeartRadio of the Hudson Valley, you're listening to Chuck Beverly. He's the owner of CB Clean Incorporated here in the Hudson Valley, servicing all throughout the Hudson Valley with cleaning services for commercial office suites, office buildings, foyers, hallways, you name it, bathroom sanitizing, special event cleanup, and so much more. Some of the photos on your website are some of the special event cleanups, and I'm very familiar with events. We produce about 165 during the course of the year, and I'll tell you, it is one of those things that if you don't keep up on after a special event, it starts to build up.
Quickly.
If someone is not cleaning it properly, it's evident to that customer that comes in. The floor is a little sticky. Then it becomes very sticky. Now it's to a point where people are so grossed out, they don't even want to step in your facility anymore. Those are the things you want to avoid by this regular maintenance and cleaning provided by CB Clean. Bathroom sanitizing, that's another service that you provide. Of course, the kitchenette and the break rooms, all areas of high traffic that accumulate the grime, as we say. Now, stripping and waxing floors, that's another service that you provide that's unusual for a cleaning company.
So we call it VCT, which is vinyl composite tile. Yeah. It's the easiest way I can explain is if you've ever been into a Walmart, pretty much every store has it like that, and it's the shiny tile that you see, or should be shiny. But basically, it's the process of removing all of the wax, cleaning it properly, and then reapplying the wax so that way it holds up again. And we tend to go with four coats, which is actually a coat heavier than you're supposed to go or normally go. And it seems to really be lasting for our customers.
Carpet and carpet runners. I spoke about you coming in and doing a deep clean on our carpets, and that entailed an entire piece of equipment that was a hose coming up through the window of the building from the outside of the building, because we're on the fourth floor. Yeah. So not an easy place to clean with a carpet cleaning machine, but you're able to do that, and also upholstery and chairs and things like that.
So I have a few different pieces of equipment now, portables and et cetera, that I'm able to service from anything from a 10 by 10 office right up to something that's an entire building.
Windows and screens, another service inside and outside. We're in a building right now that as of the time we are taking care of this recording, there are filthy windows in this building. And I should say the office suite that we're in at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, the windows are just atrocious. They're filthy. Would you be able to do a high rise like that?
Absolutely. So what I do is I actually have people that are set up specific for high rises, and I work with them directly, and I'm able to accommodate any large to small scale job.
And Chuck, in that process, I noticed that you have all 5-star reviews.
Yep.
Talk about some of the clients and customers that you're working with, if you're comfortable in doing so.
Oh, absolutely. My customers are like my friends at this point. So I take care of a place as large as Prime Self Storage building right on 3 Neptune Road. They have somewhere around 40,000 square feet of hallway space, 8 bathrooms, and 5 foyers. So we have that and a couple of nice wealth management offices. They typically have conference rooms and higher-end clients that come in and out, and they want to make sure that it's put back together. And even something as simple as he was saying before, like if the stapler is not put back and it's just, you know, and everything's kind of a disarray when you first walk in, that's how your day starts. You're in disarray. Having it all straightened out and having it nice and tidy is the way you want every employee to walk into, and they can get straight back to work.
So if you're looking for a professional organization to help clean your company, your office, your event facility, think of CB Clean, Chuck Beverly. Again, it's CB Clean, S-E-E, the letter B, clean.com, cbclean.com. Also, you can give them a call at 845-46-CLEAN, or you can always find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. Go right to our business directory. Put in CB Clean. They will be the first to come up. To our listeners, I want to thank you for tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. Chuck Beverly, and to all of our guests, thank you for being with us. There's so much happening here in the Hudson River Valley. If you want to find it all, go right to our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce at events that are happening in and around the community, events happening at the chamber to support our business community, and so much more. It's dcrcoc.org. Thank you for tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And until next time, take care. Bye-bye.
Hudson Valley thrives when we all strive.